Hi, I'm Allison Klein, the host of Chip Chat. Today we're kicking off a series of interviews about Intel's newest server processor, the Xeon 5500, and all the great technologies that come with it. But before we begin, I want to tell you about a new contest that Intel announced, the Data Center Efficiency Challenge. We're going to turn the cameras on you to tell us about how you're using this new processor to make your business more efficient. If you want to find out more, visit the Intel Server Room on intel.com or visit our Facebook page. Now on with the interview.
Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Steve Thorne. Steve, you are an Intel veteran. What do you do at Intel?
Hello, Allison. I work in the server platforms group in our product marketing team. I'm the product line manager for the Intel Xeon processor family as it relates to this segment.
So you've been a busy guy over the last few months. Intel just released the 5500 series. Tell me what it's like to work on the launch of a product like that.
Well, first of all, we're thrilled after 3+ years of development work to bring this processor to market. And we expect great things from it, as evidenced by some of the press we're getting relative to the performance and intelligence improvements we've made.
It seems like Intel server processors continue to get faster with the TikTok model. Can you compare a server shipped in 2005 with what's available today on the market?
What we have today is we've quadrupled the number of CPU cores on a single processor, but we've also made a vast amount of improvements in process technology, our manufacturing process, in our microarchitecture, and in the system architecture itself relative to the speed and type of memory interfaces and the I/O improvements, which is bringing out incredible performance gains for the product family.
Can you give me some specific examples of where we've seen customers start to take advantage of that performance?
Well, in one case, when we look back to those servers used starting in 2005, there's still a large quantity of them out in the marketplace. You could take those servers and replace them with Xeon 5500-based platforms and reduce them on an order of, let's say, 8 servers to 1, and still provide the same level of performance that we had on the overall data center. That could allow you to reduce the number of servers in the data center, reduce your operating costs and your annual energy consumption by about 92%.
That's crazy. That's a really different way of looking at performance and what value it's delivering to the data center.
Absolutely. And the flip side is if you were to take all of those servers on a one-to-one basis and just replace them with a quad-core-based server, what we're seeing is roughly 9x performance improvement. I mean, it's just mind-blowing how fast these platforms are going to operate.
You know, when I walk around the halls of Intel, I hear people talking about hero features and hero performance. Can you tell me what that's about?
We like to call them hero features because each one of them individually would substantiate a significant platform change. But when they're combined together, they just help one another out. For example, we have a new feature called Intel Turbo Boost technology, which allows the processor to run faster than the core frequency that is marked on the outside of the part.
How is the core doing that in terms of managing the platform power cap versus the frequency increase in turbo?
We have some intricate silicon technology that monitors the available power and thermal headroom, and then the processor will automatically work with the operating system to try and run that part faster without violating our own specifications, which are baked into the product.
When you talk to end customers about the 5500, what are the trends in terms of the business decisions that are driving new hardware purchasing?
Well, there's two main areas. One of them is just in the area of invention and discovery, such as weather modeling and forecasting and oil and gas exploration. But there's plenty of opportunity for customers who are doing standard, everyday enterprise tasks to be able to reap the benefits of the platform. Even in your typical design process for your average manufacturing flow, customers are able to now prototype everything online on the computer systems rather than building physical models, and they're able to both speed up the amount of development time that they need, as well as improve the quality of their finished products.
If you were sitting across from a data center manager today or a CIO, how would you guide them to choose the right platform in terms of what should they look for beyond the processor in terms of platform capabilities?
We have found that an essential ingredient in the current environment is virtualization, allowing those accounts to both consolidate their infrastructure as well as provide benefits for future growth and application integration.
So I guess a guy like you probably doesn't get a six-month vacation after delivering a product like this. You're probably working on what's coming next at this point.
I actually get my 7-year sabbatical this summer, and I'm very much looking forward to it. But before I go, I can assure you that the teams will be looking at our intelligent performance capabilities and any of the features such as Turbo Boost that can be added or improved.
That sounds really great, Stephen. I can't wait to hear more about what you're delivering. Enjoy your sabbatical. I'm very jealous, and thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you for spending some time with me. I appreciate it.